This is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Bravo Papa. The West Kootenay Amateur Radio Club Noontime Net is about to start. Do we have any emergency or priority traffic? Good afternoon. This is the West Kootenay Amateur Radio Club Noontime Net. If you have any emergency traffic at any time, please indicate this by saying your call sign, then break, break, break. For more information about this net, go to wkarc.ca/noonnet. Net control today is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Bravo Papa, and my name is Rick. And before we get started, happy 4th of July to our neighbors to the south. And we'll now go for our first check-in. Come now.
Victor Echo 7, Kilo Whiskey Alpha.
Good afternoon, Janet. How are you doing today? How was your weekend? Weekend? No, we're not there yet. Anyway, how you doing?
We were camping for the last 3-4 days down at Kokanee Park. So it kind of, I don't know what day it is right now because it feels like a... Anyway, yeah, it was great, kind of windy during that stormy bit, but we never actually got any rain or anything. It was just like lots and lots of wind. The beach was pretty windy yesterday and the water was pretty cold, but I still got in that lake quite a few times and really enjoyed it. So just got home this morning, got everything unpacked, and I think I have to go pick shelling peas and get those in the freezer this afternoon, but that's all I got planned for today.
Yeah, that's good for you. Good to get away and do stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It, for me, I guess field day weekend, last weekend, was, that was a good getaway, even though I'm still sore from sitting in a horrible camping chair in front of the radio all day. Anyway, well, I hope you have a nice weekend, and thanks for checking in. Over. Okay, Janet, 7-3 for now. And I'll take another check-in.
That was 7 Kilo Whiskey Alpha.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. And how have you been lately?
Not too bad, Rick. Got the Strand call set up the other day for... Flanders and power pole connections instead of the mess of wires I had in behind everything. So that was a plus. And today I think I'm going to do nothing but go out and relax in the pool. It's 22 at the moment and heading to 30 and sunny, and it looks like it's going to be hot all week next week. So that's about it. Water the garden, make sure it doesn't die, and stay cool.
Yeah, that's, I don't plan on doing much today either. I will get out for a walk before it gets too hot. And then we got the weekend. And, I can't remember what I got planned. breakfast and coffee with the guys, radio club guys in Castlegar and Nelson and I'm still unpacking stuff from field day. I've recharged my batteries that crapped out on me on field day. I got to put the solar panels back in the window and hook up the charge controller and all that stuff. And there's a little bit of stuff to do. Okay, Paul, you have yourself a great weekend, a great afternoon, and a great weekend. And thanks for checking in. Over.
Sounds like that list has gotten a bit long there, Rick. A little bit at a time. You have fun doing it. All right, as well, thanks for doing that, and you have a great weekend yourself. 73VE7KWA.
Thanks, Paul. 73 to you as well. And I'll take another check in. Okay. I think I heard Victor Echo 7 pop a gulp there. Go ahead, Ken.
There at the same time, I wasn't hearing the other lady from Balfour all that well. She sounded a little bit weird on, I think she was on the Crawford Bay thing. How am I doing? I'm doing fine. Just finished cutting some grass, finally caught up with it, did some weeding. Granddaughters just showed up. We're expecting company this afternoon, but they're heading this way. They're on their way back to Saskatchewan, so they're going to spend a couple nights here. And I guess we're going to have a drink later on because it's our anniversary today. And, 44 years. It just seems like yesterday. Over.
Well, congratulations, Ken. Yeah. Well, sounds like you got your weekend all planned out, family and whatnot. Anyway, enjoy the day and the weekend, and thanks for checking in. Over.
But I'm not going to tell my wife that. Anyways, I'm going to leave the shack now, and everybody have a good, safe weekend, and apparently there was some tragedy here yesterday. One of the young ladies or whatever that graduated from the local high school, somehow she died yesterday. I think went off the road or something like that. I'm not sure. The details are just coming in. Anyway, everybody stay safe. VE7, Golf, Papa, clear.
Okay, Ken, thanks for that. That's rough to hear, yeah. Okay, 73 for now, Ken. And I'll take another check-in.
Victor Echo 7, Delta, Bravo, Sierra.
There. First up is VA7RP. Good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon very much. Today I'm going to just look on my iPad and have a peek around, maybe read for a little while. I did take my trailer out. So it's parked in the driveway. I got to go adjust it this afternoon in the heat. And that's about it. When it gets cool tonight after supper, I'll get out there for 2 or 3 hours and work with it. And, it's not worth trying to do anything in this kind of weather. So other than that, I'm just sitting tight. And my borrowed dog is sniffing the air at the bottom of the door, so I guess I got to... That's the sign I got to put her out, or...
And I've got to remember to haul that coffee into town for you. So if I say it out loud, then maybe I'll remember. fun. Yeah. What else? No, that's about it. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at coffee. other than that, have a great afternoon. Don't work too hard out there. It's hot, I guess, or it will be. And thanks for checking in. Over.
I was digging around. I told you there'd be more. Here these batteries show up. Well, I found another tray the other day. So I laughed at that. Anyway, I'll bring them in. They'll fit in your hearing aids. They don't fit in mine anymore. So, anyway, that'll be a good thing. I think I got you supplied for 2 years now. So you should be in really good shape. Yep, just checked the wallet this morning, and there's money in there to give you back. So that's perfect. And I'll catch up with you tomorrow when you get in, and we can swap lives about field day. I saw a couple of pictures Ray put up, and they look pretty nice. Yeah, sorry I couldn't get out there, but it just didn't work for me. Anyway, take care. VA7RBP. Hello to everyone. VA7 Romeo Papa.
I think everybody's seen pictures of the field day except for me. I asked Ray to copy me on it, and I guess he must have forgot. Sent them to everybody else. Anyway, I'll get there. Okay, 7-3 for now, Ken. And I'll take another check-in.
Victor Echo 7, Delta, Bravo, Sierra.
Good afternoon, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good. Just playing a little bit of radio here in the shack and seeing what I can do.
Oh, very good, Steve. Radio's been quiet all morning. I usually hang out on 40 meters first thing in the morning and then shift up to 20, and I haven't heard anybody. Well, I guess the folks down south are off having fun or something, and so not hearing anything. You have yourself a great afternoon and great weekend, and thanks for checking in, Steve. Over.
Problem, you have a good weekend as well. 73 to all those on left, and yeah, carry on. Have fun. 73, the 7 DBS will be clear.
Okay, Steve, 73 for now. And I'll take another check-in.
Echo 7, Mike X-ray uniform.
Again, C7MXU, I know I talked to you the other day, but it didn't show up. I guess you're not in QRZ. Anyway, whereabouts are you, and what's your name? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm waiting for ISPD to mail out my official documents so I can register. I'm in Kelowna, where it's getting hot. I'm not sure how hot. I haven't been outside. I'm just cuddling the air conditioner, which seems to be the standard operating procedure the last little while here. Back to you.
Well, I missed your name there. Sorry.
Problem, it's Randy. Randy here in Kelowna. Back to you.
I remember now. Now that it's right in front of me. Okay, well, sounds like you're having fun. Welcome to the hobby, or are you just a fresh ham, or you've been at it for a while? Over.
Well, I've done some radio in the past in different formats, but new and ham, as of last Monday, I 2 p.m. got my honors, basically.